I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
News with a major development just moments ago. Sources just confirmed to CNN that the United States has seized an oil tanker that had been linked to Venezuela. Now, Russia is responding to the seizure, saying they are the owners of this vessel. The Trump administration has not acknowledged the Russian status, claiming the ship to be stateless. But nevertheless, you can see the sensitive nature of the situation. Russia had sent ships to track and maybe even protect this vessel over the last 24 hours. The United States has been tracking it across the Atlantic. It's the same ship that the Coast Guard had tried to seize last month near Venezuela. They were unable to board it, and the ship changed course and fled. But now, the breaking news, the United States has seized it.
And we continue to hold it. And Russia claims it's our ship. We know it left the Venezuelan coastline with oil that had been sanctioned. They were not supposed to leave with it. And we tracked it out of the Caribbean all the way into the North Sea area. And it had been reflagged. Suddenly, it was a Russian ship by the flag. The idea of putting up a Russian flag as if that stops everything, that doesn't fly, especially with this administration. And you know, that brings to mind something else. When Trump went in the other day with our forces and grabbed Maduro, Moscow obviously was watching. Moscow has since advised its citizens, you need to avoid travel to Venezuela. No kidding. But it came to nothing regarding the fact that Maduro was taken out of the country and taken into the USA. The Russian embassy in Caracas still up and running. And they say no Russians should try to visit Venezuela. Our own State Department makes that clear. But for the most part, Putin has said nothing about us taking Maduro out of Argentina and taking him to the USA. But that oil issue, that's something where they want to hold control. And you know why? Because it's the same shout you're going to hear from the left about Trump going in anyway, and that is he just wants Venezuelan oil. Do not let those stories detract you and mislead you. I'll give you actual details when we move forward for hour number two, Larry Connors USA, January 7, 2026. And with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. And in fact, if you missed the first hour, you missed a very specific, I should say, specific piece of education regarding immigration, as seen in 1987 by economist Milton Friedman. If you missed that hour, please go back and pull up the podcast. You'll find it not only enlightening, but certainly educational. With Larry Connors USA, we're going to make sure you get not just basic material, but information that goes beyond that. I do want to take a moment to also tell you that later in this hour, we're going to have some clips of the Mike Ferguson Show airing live earlier today from the Missouri Capitol as the state legislature gathered to begin the next session. You'll be interested in what Governor Kehoe had to say, especially if you think you're paying too much in taxes. You want to hear that coming up later. And also want to let you know the Freedom 13, of course, built around the death of a Marine from the local area. Corporal Schmitz, his father, and others have gathered to create the Freedom 13 and create housing and support for other troops. They have a fundraising gala at the end of Feb. It will be in St. Charles. I'll give you more details as we move closer to it, but I can tell you right now, it is Feb 27 at the Foundry Arts Center in St. Charles, from 6 to 11. Get more details by going to Newstalk STL, and you'll see it on our front page, and also how you can get tickets to attend. A great cause, and we want to support it. And that's why News Talk STL is active with it. Which also I want to say while we're talking about the Mike Ferguson show earlier today, it appears from everything I've seen, there was not another St. Louis radio station covering the opening of the assembly and with Governor Kehoe and others. They have just basically acquiesced that News Talk STL is the leader in local conservative news right there for you. And I'm proud to be part of the team. In the meantime, turning our attention to what's happening in Minnesota. You know the fraud. It's been rampant. And Attorney General Bondi says, we're still just beginning to uncover all this.
With regards to the cocaine, President Trump knows, I mean, to make our economy great, we have to be safe in our country. And these narco terrorists, which is what they are, they were importing hundreds of tons of cocaine into our country, killing our kids, killing countless thousands of Americans every single year. And Larry, you know, don't forget the Maduro emptied his prisons. He emptied insane asylums and let those people come into our country during the last administration, and President Trump stopped it. Now he is sitting in the Southern District of New York, where he and his wife, Celia Maduro, will be held accountable for their crimes. This isn't just a drug dealer. You know, he's a monster. He's a narco terrorist. And she's also charged with three of the counts.
And again, that's Attorney General Bondi on what we've done with the Venezuelan leader. And a little bit later, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Noem on the Minnesota fraud, how we're going after uncovering everything. And there's some new information on that point. I'll have that for you a little bit later. The other hot spot we're worrying about is Iran. Iranian protesters continue their national demonstrations over the last 24 hours, stepping it up. One senior fellow at the Washington Institute said, since Trump's comments about the Iran protest, I've seen numbers of videos of Iranian protesters either thanking him or, in one case, wanting to rename streets after the U.S. president. Fox News report Trey Yanks talking about the situation on the ground.
Protests continue to erupt across Iran over the country's weak currency and poor living conditions. Human rights organizations say at least 36 people have been killed by Iranian security forces since these demonstrations began late last month. The same groups say more than 1,200 have been detained. Late Tuesday demonstrations unfolded as demonstrators clashed with police who fired tear gas inside Tehran's Grand Bazaar, a landmark in the Iranian capital. Similar protests have reportedly unfolded in more than 88 cities as Iran's army commander-in-chief blamed the U.S. and Israel for the deteriorating situation.
Today, there are no doubts about the hostility of the U.S. president and the criminal prime minister of Israel towards the Iranian nation. They allow themselves to meddle in this internal affair of ours. They tweet, they talk, they have been enemies throughout history, and 6 or 7 months ago, they killed and martyred over 1,000 Iranians, including commanders, soldiers, scientists, children, daughters, sons, women, and men.
The commander referencing the June 2025 strikes that were launched by Israel and the United States amid the 12-day war when President Trump ordered the destruction of Iranian nuclear sites.
Yes, we were going after the Iranian nuclear sites. And so when this Iranian military general says the U.S. came in and they killed 1,000 men, women, children. If they were killed, they were in the region and around and maybe housed at the Iranian nuclear sites. That was the target. But of course, we know Iran and other terrorist activities and groups want to put children around them as a shield. They're the ones responsible for the deaths. And as we watch these protests escalate, everyone is saying, what's going to happen next? Well, the deposed Iranian leader from Iran, exiled now, believes with these protests spreading across more than 100 cities, he said we're beginning to see more and more defections. He's talking about inside the government and the military. He said either way, the Iranian regime is crumbling, very close to collapsing. As you've heard, President Trump has made it clear that we want Greenland. We want Greenland to either work with us or in some other way to become a strategic security barrier for us from any attacks from the north. Russia, China. Tennessee Congressman Ogles was taking that issue up, and he made a statement which I've got to make sure you have a clear understanding.
When you look at the incursions, north of Greenland by Russia, by China, the Danes can't protect that region. We can. It should be a territory of the United States. And I support President Trump. And like I said, and quite frankly, like Rubio said, military action won't be necessary. Quite frankly, Greenland wants to be a partner with the United States.
So make the case, Congressman, why is Greenland so important? Is it just simply the geography, its nearness to Russia and China?
Absolutely. When you look at the resources that are available, the potential for drilling, and the passage of military assets in that region, as you see the area, the sea becoming more traversable, it's important that we have a stake in Greenland, that they are quite frankly a protectorate of the United States, and they've been in participation or a relationship with Denmark. That needs to end. Denmark, we have spilled more blood. The United States of America has spilled more blood protecting Greenland than the Danes have.
That one last statement I need to clarify for you. With all due respect to the Tennessee Congressman Ogles, when he says more blood defending Greenland spilled by the U.S. than others, if you're thinking that we were fighting around Greenland trying to prevent anyone from taking it over back during World War II days, that's not exactly right. We did have merchant ships trying to go through that route, and yes, they were attacked by wolf packs and others from Germany at the point. Denmark is a founding NATO member, and Greenland is a self-governing territory within the Kingdom of Denmark. Trump's offered to buy them out, but has also made it clear we do have the ability to take you directly if we need to. We're not talking about a military action in the sense that Greenland would be fighting back. And when the Tennessee congressman talks about the casualties, more blood spilled around England, or rather around Greenland, than the Danish blood, he's talking about the U.S. did occupy Greenland in 1941 to prevent a German invasion. And U.S. Army Air Forces and others were involved in forgotten battles of that region. But the U.S. military casualties during that time, 135 personnel died in or over Denmark and related to Greenland. Now, 135 is not something to just dismiss, but 2,000 to 4,000 Danes died for fighting for the Allies in World War II. I just want to draw that point down because that's going to become a talking point of the left. And as they go after Congressman Ogles, and I want you to know the facts in advance, we did not spill the blood directly to protect Greenland. Looking at a CNN analyst claiming Trump is looking for new acquisitions to become Trumpland. No, he's not. But, of course, the CNN analyst says Trump's concern about security just doesn't add up. Really? Look at a map or a globe. So updating the federal investigation into welfare fraud in Minnesota, which Governor Walz had ignored, but now he can't. It's blown up in his face.
So many Minnesota state employees were saying, Governor Walz, pay attention to this. People are stealing the money. These are not legitimate businesses. They are not legitimate nonprofits. And he ignored them. He told them to do their job and just follow orders and exactly what he was telling them to do and overlook all of these criminals. And they felt like very much whistleblowers who were being ignored or bullied into being quiet.
That is, again, our Department of Homeland Security Secretary Noem saying the governor knew about it. He got numerous whistle callers, red flags everywhere. Look what's happening here. Rockets fired across his bow saying they are stealing. And he did nothing. Dr. Oz said, we did notify Governor Tim Walz that we're going to start auditing all of the Medicaid billing in Minnesota. And Governor Walz, you can expect us to be on your doorfront. And in fact, already federal authorities are in Minnesota looking into everything they can to find more of the fraud involving Medicare and Medicaid. Dr. Oz.
We have just sent a letter to Governor Walz alerting him to something he probably fears and should have taken action in a timely manner to avoid. We are auditing all of the Medicaid bills, and particularly for the 14 programs that he and his own administration have admitted were problems, and we're going to claw that money back from the Medicaid monies that they'll be getting. Now, this is a major problem for the state because they've got to own the fact that they have been bilking the federal taxpayer for their sloppy behavior for years. What we have learned so far in Minnesota is just the tip of the iceberg, perhaps the largest Medicaid scam ever, taking place throughout the state in many different fashions. But just alone with the things that we're concerned about, we're talking about $500 million or more of money that could be in places that we're not even sure how it was billed, where it went, people having trouble tracking it. We challenged the Walz administration to give us a corrective action plan by the end of the year. They sent us something after hours on New Year's Eve. It was completely insufficient. This is an appropriate response from the federal government. President Trump is very clear on this. He doesn't want 6 million people or less living in Minnesota to have all the fraud that happened in that state paid for by all the other taxpayers in the country.
Good. Dr. Oz serving on behalf of our government, overseeing expenditures and fraud relating to Medicare and Medicaid for your protection. In the meantime, Republican Iowa Senator Joni Ernst working to strip more than $1 million federal funds earmarked for Somalia-led Minnesota Addiction Recovery Organization. It shares an address with the Minneapolis Somalia restaurant. Isn't that cozy? And it all went to a group called Generation Hope to fight opioid abuse, but yet, where did the money actually go? She wants $1 million returned. And a major state audit in Minnesota, a state audit conducted by a nonpartisan office, found that between July 1, 2022, December 31, 2024, DHS dished out more than $425 million in grants to 830 organizations. There was no oversight. Here's your money. Come pick it up. That was pretty much it. Coming up, talk of border czar being ousted. He is not a man to suffer fools. When we continue, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental.
McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name, because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com.
So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the Valley of Kings?
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Well, first of all, the operation, yeah, I'm extremely happy. And this just come as no surprise to the American people. You and I spoke months ago. I made a promise that we would flood the zone of every sanctuary city in this country is bringing thousands of more agents, 10,000 more agents because of the big, beautiful bill. Why Minneapolis? Why are they being prioritized right now? Because billions of dollar fraud has been uncovered. And why they need to be concerned with Tim Walz says he's not going anywhere? Well, either am I. Either is President Trump. Either is Pam Bondi. Either is Kristi Noem. So we're there because of the priority census, right? But that show is going on the road. So if the Democrats are having a fit now, you better get counseling because this is about to get a hell of a lot bigger throughout this nation. That show is going on the road. I actually think Minneapolis is the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to find a hell of a lot more in Illinois, New York, California.
Yep.
We'll see. But this operation will go nationwide.
Nationwide. That is Border Czar Tom Holman refuting allegations and rumors and gossiping that he's going to be kicked out of the administration, kicked off of his position. I told you this man does not suffer fools. And the fools are the ones out there spreading this, hoping it will take hold. And the leftist media will be glad to run with that story, but they've got no facts. You simply ask him, he'll tell you, no, I'm not going anywhere. But they really want him to go somewhere because he's become a pain in the butt, so to speak. He's not letting up, but he said, I really believe what we're seeing is just the tip of the iceberg of everything illegals have been doing in our country and legals and getting fraud and everything else, but specifically illegals. ICE arrested something like 120 illegal aliens in the sanctuary state of California. Among them, sex offenders, drunk drivers. These are the people you want on your streets and roaming about the country. They are out there now. But I'm telling you, it's going to be brought to an end. And regarding the fraud, we're going to continue looking in that. There was a Minneapolis driver shot and killed by ICE earlier today during an immigration-related operation. That's directly from the Department of Homeland Security. As to what happened, it's still to be investigated. The ICE agent shot and killed a woman in Minneapolis. A group began blocking agents during an immigration-related operation. They were targeting these operations to grab some of the illegals, and this woman apparently weaponized her vehicle, trying to run over law enforcement officers, trying to kill them. That's the word from the Homeland Security Administration. And in the process, the officers threaten, open fire, and shooting. Now, I don't know specific details, and I don't know exactly how it went down, nor do you. And I will caution you about listening to any of the leftist reports. They don't know either. And even for that matter, conservative and independent news agencies. We need a full look at it. And these things take a period of time. But I know what the cry is going to be. See, they're killing Americans. Maybe born in Somalia, but American now. And even an American now is still trying to block ICE. We're not trying to hit them with fists as we're stopping ICE. They were not. They were going to use, apparently, cars to run over the ICE officers. If your son or daughter was one of those officers, what would you want them to do? Just let it run over you? I don't think so. And talking about the massive fraud that continues, we mentioned the other day there's evidence of more such fraud that we saw in Minnesota and Maine. And now a report out of Boston. Some Haitian immigrants carrying out a multi-million-dollar food stamp fraud in Boston, defrauding a nonprofit food program meant for starving children in their native Haiti. And they're taking the food right from the mouths of these kids. They were supposedly redeeming huge sums of food stamps. But the investigation shows it's extremely difficult for their stores to conduct legitimate transactions with the amount of SNAP benefits being redeemed because they don't have carriages or handbaskets for customers, only one register, and they have no optical scanner to bar, or rather read the barcodes from the product. So it was a scam all the way around. And that is money that could have gone to Haiti in helping the starving children and others in Haiti. And these are two Haitian immigrants carrying this out. By the way, word coming down today, Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill confirming that the permanent representative of Somalia to the UN, representative of Somalia to the UN, now linked to a home health care agency in Cincinnati, prosecuted for Medicaid fraud. There had been reports earlier circulating that this guy had ties to Progressive Healthcare Services, a home healthcare company, while serving as a Somalia representative to the UN. They're looking for any way they can to pick up whatever they can. I told you earlier, and I have to admit, I kind of got behind the curve of what I wanted to do. This program, we hit the ground running. And as I'm watching more material come in, I put that in. So I end up inadvertently having to push some things around. One of them I had mentioned to you earlier, do not listen to the PBS headline that Trump is getting the oil from Venezuela. It's not going to Trump. I told you I'd give you a breakout of it. Yes, we did seize two more ships, one of them running out of the Caribbean area, getting in the North Sea area, and suddenly it was identified as a Russian flagship. It was not a Russian ship. They simply put up a flag saying it was, thinking that would deter us. Did not. I don't know how much oil was on that tanker. I'm telling you, looking at some of these tankers we have been grabbing, they don't seem to have a full load. I could be off on that. But the pictures I've seen, they apparently are riding a little high in the ocean. They're not fully loaded. That's speculation on my part. I'm not an expert, but I'm just sharing that with you. But I will share with you, Trump had said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get from Venezuela 30 million to 50 million barrels of oil. And here come the left. See, we told you he'd try to steal the Venezuelan oil. No. We're going to get 30 million to 50 million, a million, I should say. Exxon, Chevron, ConocoPhillips reps are attending a White House meeting to decide how they're going to do it, how they're going to go into Venezuela. And they're going to refine and produce oil. And, of course, they're going to help pay for it with the oil they get. By the way, Caracas announcing in the night raid the other night to grab Maduro, at least 24 Venezuelan security officers were killed. Now, they say it's Venezuelan security officers. That might be true, but we also know that there were Cuban soldiers and troops manning some of the sites we were hitting. Their radars trying to detect any invasion and also artillery guns. And we know we killed numerous Cubans in Venezuela. And now, word that we have seized two more sanctioned oil tankers linked to Venezuela in the North Atlantic and another one in the Caribbean. You cannot take your eyes off these guys. And those who think they can hide a oil tanker on these seas, good luck with that. Good luck with that. You want a piece of good news for Americans? I'm going to have that for you. But before we have that in the next hour, I want you to hear from our ambassador to the UN. This is Michael Waltz. Don't get him confused with Minnesota Governor Walz. Our ambassador to the UN, Waltz, defending the operation that captured Maduro.
I'm proud to report under this president, we've defunded the so-called Human Rights Council, and we just pushed and pressed the UN to agree to cut over 3,000 of its bureaucrats, its first budget cut in its history. So we're dozing away. And the irony on this report is they actually did some decent work down in Venezuela, highlighting, documenting all of the political prisoners, the people that were being executed, the people that were being tortured by Maduro. But now I guess they just want some more strongly worded letters. Well, President Trump took real action. The world is safer, stronger, and certainly more prosperous because of it. And I don't know why they're so upset. As I pointed out at the Security Council, over 50 countries didn't even recognize Maduro because he stole the election. So it's hard to figure out what they're so upset about. Well, I think we know the answer. It's because it's President Trump, and he's a man of action and took real action.
Yeah. And everybody's recognizing what he says he will do, he will back up. And in Venezuela, many are now telling their stories about how they have been held prisoner by Maduro and ended up living to talk about it. And at the same time, some of the Venezuelan military leaders are trying to track people down across their country that might have been helping the U.S. or at least like what Trump is doing. You're not going to be allowed to like anything in Venezuela unless you follow the party dictation. That's why we love America, isn't it? Coming up, I want to share some of the interviews Mike Ferguson had today with Governor Kehoe.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, ShawRealtors.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. May 26th, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We're visiting with Governor Mike Kehoe. And when you talk about the additional revenue streams and the extra economic activity, I think history shows, especially in places like Tennessee and North Carolina, that that's the case. Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick is saying you also have to look at the spending, not just reducing the growth, but actually cutting the spending and reducing the actual year-over-year numbers. Is that even possible in politics anymore?
And that's what some people in this building, and especially the media, are having a hard times getting their arms around. They're like, how can you say you're going to cut the budget and you're going to cut income tax? You can do both. Both of those things need to be done in a conservative, in my mind, somewhat business mentality that we need to have more of here in the building. Is the budget has grown exponentially, mainly for the last 5 or 6 years from COVID and federal dollars that have flown through.
Yes.
I'm starting to learn to talk this morning.
No more coffee.
So anyway, you can do both. And that's what I'm saying. We can right size our budget again, get the spending under control. We're going to make some tough decisions this year and start to right size that budget and produce something that that delivers more economic development. Look, you'll hear me say next week, one of the things I'm going to say, we're going to have modest growth next year. The last several governors, no matter what party, they said we've had no growth or modest growth. I want to have a state of the state speech that says, we're hitting it out of the park. We're having growth like you've never seen before. And you have to do economic bold moves like the zero income tax to be able to make that statement.
You know, the saying is it's the economy stupid, and it is. But there are other issues that are front and center for people, too, like public safety. What message do you want Missourians to have regarding public safety and policing and law enforcement in Missouri?
Yeah, we built our whole campaign in our first session out of public safety, a Safer Missouri Plan, we call it. You'll hear more of our Safer Missouri Plan this year in our public safety session. We passed one of the largest bills that's ever been passed for public safety last year in record amount of time, led by a couple of folks right in your backyard, Brad Chris in South St. Louis, mm-hmm. Nick Shore and others, who gave 24 tools to law enforcement that they didn't have before to literally unhandcuff their backs and start handcuffing the right people. And our saying so goes today. We want it to easier to be a cop than a criminal.
Yeah.
And we've made some great strides. You've seen we've made some actions in St. Louis that have made a big difference. It takes time to turn around the city, but I'm from the city. I'm very passionate about getting that done. And the ripple effect of what happens in St. Louis City and St. Louis County and St. Charles County really is felt across the state. And so we need to make sure we have public safety measures across the state. We need to understand the importance of how much we need to have the east side of our state really in a better spot.
What's the next step in that that public safety, that law enforcement, now the state oversight board? Because there still are some things that have to be confirmed on paper still, right?
Retention and recruitment. Yeah. The boards that I put in, the members that we appointed, which were all city residents, by the way. So the governor's not running this board. Their city residents have been there, for some of them, for generations. Two or three of them small business owners, by the way. Recruiting, retention. You can't move the needle on crime in the city when you're 325 officers down. So we need to do that. By the way, a lot of law enforcement agencies are short across the state. Senator David Gregory, again from St. Louis, sponsored Senate Bill 71, which is the Recruitment and Retention Act for law enforcement and public safety officials, where we're actually offering to pay tuition for those folks for their own education or for a child's education. So we've developed one of the first states in the union to do that, by the way.
That is Governor Kehoe on the Mike Ferguson Show today, because the Mike Ferguson Show, Mike and Susie and Joey, were in the Capitol for the opening day of the new legislative session. Now, Jerome couldn't go. He had to stay here and oversee things and also help run my program. So thank you for staying home. But if you missed the Mike Ferguson Show this morning, I strongly urge you pull up the podcast of it. But I tried to give you a flavor of what they were talking about. And one of the two big deals for many is lower my taxes or get rid of some of them. And can you do that and not have major budget cuts because you don't have the revenue? Kehoe says we're going to try to do both, and he thinks we can. And then the other issue, law and order. We are past, as he said, we're done with the attitude that we don't like our police. In Missouri, it has not been as loud as it's been elsewhere. Red State Susie Moore had a question for the governor.
Governor, you recently got a shout out from the president with regard to rural health care in Missouri and securing funding for that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we had a great team, put a good application together. I got to give a shout out to Jason Smith, our congressman down in CD8, Congressional District 8, I'm sorry. He's very involved in the big, beautiful bill piece and very involved in that, as well as Senators Holly and Schmidt were very, very involved in helping. Missouri was one of the top 10 states to be awarded those dollars, and it really is a rural health initiative. Our health care system across the country is strained, but in rural parts of the country, including Missouri, if we want to continue to grow and have our agriculture presence, which is our number one industry, we got to be able to offer health care for rural Missouri. It's really, really important. And it's important to be able to have some sort of health care facility in Dunklin County, but you also have to have excellent health care at the Siteman Center, because the treatment you might need for cancer is worth the trip to get to a world-class facility like that. But having a local physician and nurse be able to treat that early diagnosis, that's the key. So that Rural Healthcare Initiative Award that the president's talking about, we were very fortunate to be awarded that. And again, we had a great team working on it.
They did have a great team. And that is so important for our rural communities where they don't have the best medical facilities. Not knocking what they have, but they know they could be better, but they can't afford it. So you need to have an access somewhere else. And that was what this program was about, and President Trump acknowledged what Missouri has been doing on that point. I had mentioned earlier in our program today about the ICE agent shooting and killing a woman in Minneapolis. According to NBC, they say a group was trying to block ICE agents as they were carrying out targeted operations, and a woman apparently using her vehicle to attack agents. Homeland Security said the ICE officer, fearing for his life, the lives of his fellow law enforcement, and safety of the public, fired defensive shots. Using his training, saved his own life and his fellow officers. The woman driving, trying to hit them, apparently was definitely hit and died. All this taking place as the ICE agents were carrying out a targeted raid, and it is just four blocks from where George Floyd died in the hands of police. So you can look for more escalation of that issue. And this is a rally call the left has been wanting. They wanted one of their own to die going against ICE agents. And they thought they could continue doing anything and no one was going to do anything. I don't have all the details of what took place in Minneapolis, but at first blush, I'm going to believe the ICE agent. That could be wrong. We need to see more details. Was it a justified shooting? But based on what we've been given so far, yes. You're not going to take a vehicle and drive it at me or my fellow officers. That's like having a gun. In the meantime, Minneapolis Mayor Fry responding by saying, ICE is causing chaos. ICE? And he's demanding ICE personnel leave the city immediately. See, there is your friction point. Politicians not defending federal agents carrying out their assigned duties, but basically warring against them. Why? Because they can, and they know they will have support in their ranks. If you want to blame someone for what's happened up there, I would begin with some of the politicians more than willing to stir up dissent and even violence against ICE agents because they think it's acceptable. And they want to claim that Trump and the way he's running the government is Marxist and Hitler-like? Give me a break. I told you I'd give you a little bit of good news before we wrap up. We're not quite ready to wrap up, so I want to make sure I get the good news in for you right now. It comes from South Dakota Senator Thune.
The good news for the American people as they start their new year is that they're going to have, on average, $3,700 more money in their pocket as a result of the Working Families Tax Cuts Act that we passed this last summer. Not only do you get the permanent increase in the standard deduction, you get the permanent increase in the child tax credit, you get all kinds of business incentives for businesses to invest, make capital investments in this country, whether that's a bonus bonus depreciation, interest deductibility, R&D expensing, the 199A deduction, permanent death tax relief, something that I worked on. Those are all investments that are going to pay off, because what they're going to lead to is higher paying jobs.
Higher paying jobs and tax cuts, the working families tax cuts. The average American should receive a federal tax cut of $3,700 this year, here in 2026. I just don't see the left even covering the story. They ignore it. You know what they do want to point out? One, leftists again are gathering to impeach Donald Trump. Yeah, they're going to go down that same track again. And CNN has a special piece if you want to pay for information on it. I don't, but I'll give you a clue of what's happening. Their question for their readers and supporters for CNN and NNN, what happens to the planet if Trump gets his hands on all the Venezuelan oil? It's a fool's question asked by fools. We'll get into that as well before we wrap up. The new CBS anchor, by the way, Tony DeCoppo, has been having some difficulties on his first day on the job. But there is a story behind what happened to him, and I know from personal experience.
First day, big problems here. Are we going to Kelly here, or are we going to go to Jonah Kaplan? We're doing Mark Kelly, possibly demoted from his retired rank of captain in the Navy. Hegseth issued what's known as a letter of censure for the Arizona Democrat over his participation in a video that called on service members to defy illegal orders without specifying which orders he had in mind. Hegseth called what the former combat pilot and astronaut did an act of sedition. Now we go to Minnesota. A surprise announcement from the Great Lake State there today. Tim Walz, the 2024 Democratic
vice president. He finally got back on the wall story. I've been in an anchor chair when I'm clueless. What are we going to? What do we have? I'm trying to cue a particular soundbite that's not there. And you hate to go on the air and basically rewrite the program, but you have to. What are we doing next? I can go ahead and take control of it, and you guys follow me. But getting video and everything else set, that takes time. So I can sympathize with him being caught in that bind. I don't know if it's technical glitches that cut into what they were trying to do or if the interview was not ready. So it looks bad on the air, but I'm telling you, as one who is set there, you're basically at the mercy of what they're going to provide you, because the difference between then and what I'm doing with Larry Connors USA, I determine my path, and that's the road we're going down. I might have picked the wrong path, but we're going down that road. And again, as I'd mentioned, the Democrats want to go back over an old trail with the 2026 midterm elections coming forward. A coalition of progressive advocacy groups once again renewing calls for impeaching Donald Trump, citing what they describe as an illegal, unconstitutional military attack on Venezuela. Who's involved? Citizens Impeachment Group, the Removal Coalition, Free Speech for People, Women's March, the 5501 Movement. If they look at their history, they see, didn't you try this twice previously with Trump and it failed and you think you're going to do it? You might get an impeachment out of the House if Republicans lose control, or we get weak-kneed Republicans that become Republican light. I don't think that's going to happen. But here they think we're just going to be able to do it. And who filed this effort? Congressman Al Green, Democrat of Texas, and the usual suspects lined up behind him. I told you CNN has said they have a piece you can pay for, CNN, and they'll give you their story on what happens to the planet if Trump gets his hands on all of Venezuela's oil. Aren't you interested in reading that? Do you want to pay CNN for that information? I will not. But I can tell you what they're going to say. More doom and gloom. That's what it comes down to. Not going to be true, but that's what they're going to say. Do not buy that bucket of cow manure. Toss it back out. That's right, CNN, NNN. That's what I called you. You want to argue with me? You want to file a lawsuit? Get in line. I do want to take a moment to remind you that The Freedom 13 group is planning a big gala in St. Charles Monday, 6 to 11, on Feb 27. I said Monday, it will be taking place on Friday, Feb 27. The Salute Our Troops Gala Night, raising money for creating some of the homes and everything else they're trying to do for our troops returning. As you recall, Marine Corporal Jared Schmitz from the area was killed on the day as we were trying to leave Afghanistan and others. And his father has, with others, put together the Freedom 13 support of the 13 that died that day. News Talk STL is taking an active part in that. We have it on our page. You go to News Talk STL Facebook and you'll find information about how you can get tickets in advance for Friday, Feb 27, the Salute Our Troops Gala Night. Make your plans now. Book your tickets now. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, and including another story behind the story. And our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.